Hey folks, this is King Sky Radio and TV broadcasting in my studio. I'm just kind of chilling in here. I'm going to shout out to one of my friends. That's right, I'm calling him a friend. He just doesn't know how much I love him. Look, I got a little story to tell. It's about a 12-year-old kid. His name is Khalil. I met Khalil through his mother, which I was on assignment with in Las Vegas. I actually flew to Las Vegas to give her a hand with some situations that she was dealing with, and Khalil was in that situation. Look, Khalil, man, you just don't know. I was so sick when I was there. It was unbelievable. When I got off of the plane to come, when I came back, I spent the next 19 days in the hospital, so I gave you all everything that I had. But what I want to say to you, Khalil, is that I love you. I know that's probably hard for you to believe because we was butting heads. I just needed you to understand that you have to show respect and you have to be responsible and you have to get your education. Now, Khalil, if you do that, if you and I can work together on this, I want you to tell your school teachers, your principal, I want them to tune into this particular broadcast and hear the words coming out of my mouth. I will put all of my resources behind you. That includes college. I need you to do it right. And this is one particular song that I want you to listen to, so bear with it. It may not be the same speed, but I think you'll get the message. That's right. We're gonna do it like that. Yeah, I know your principal and your school teacher probably will say, "Who the heck is that?" This is King Sky Radio and TV, and I am 7 feet Scott, and we're going to pump Khalil up. We want him to get the best education possible, and we're going to back him just like that. I need you to give it all you got, Khalil, because I gave it all to you. You just didn't like it. See, Khalil, what it comes down to is that you got to work. You got to work your mind. You got to exercise it. You got to learn. You're 12 years old now. 12 years from now, you're going to be 24. What you going to be doing? We're here to help you, man. We're here to do everything that we can. Your mother is a special person. She's endured a lot. And we'll do something for her later on. But the bottom line is that we got to get you through. You have to be that man of the house to keep everything straight and good for her and support the family. That's what you're turning into. And that's why I'm addressing this message to you. I want you to know that education is the key. It starts through Jesus Christ. Yes, it starts with Him. And when you get into that tune and you get the really going and you feel that power, man, you're going to feel awesome to be able to call your own shots. That's what I do now, Khalil. It's not about me, but I control the things that I want to control. And God has allowed me to do that. And I want you to be able to do it. So I'm asking you. I'm asking you to do the best you can in school. Make sure you get the good grades. You can do that because I know that you're intelligent. You may need a little push here and there, but everybody does. I can guarantee that. Do the right thing. Support your mother. Help your sister and help your little brother and whoever else you can help. But take care of yourself. Get your education first, and then you can get everything else that you need, and I'll be there to support you. I'm sorry to say that I can never come back to Las Vegas because the atmosphere there is just too much for my system. You know I don't smoke, I don't drink, and I don't do drugs, but the chemistry in that climate makes me sick. And for that reason, I can't come back. But I can bring you here where I'm at. That's right. I will bring you up here and make sure that you get all the things you need if your mother allows me to. See, it's not always a biological parent that helps you. God sends help from everywhere. And this could be for you. Who knows? But we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. What I want you to understand now is that I want you to get your best. Get that foundation going. And then as you get older, man, the opportunities are going to be amazing. Simply amazing. Just like it is for me now. And I put in a lot of hard work. But it's your turn. You can be the first kid to have his own radio show. You know why? Because I can make that happen. I can give it to you just like that. So I want you to know that I love you and I care about you. And I want you to get it. You know why? Because I got...
I got it. Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul and I'm super bad.
Right, Khalil. It's all about you. I want you to do it, man.
Should keep on because the force has got a lot of power.
See, Khalil, it takes work. It takes a work ethic. It takes prayer. It takes a whole lot of things to make it in this life. I understand that you maybe have had some tough times. Well, everybody has. Tough times never last. Tough people do. I believe in you. I believe that you can get it done. I am having the best time of my life right here, right now. And I want you to have that same good time as well. So I want you to feel that thrill, just like I do. And when you feel that thrill, you'll know that you've worked hard and that you've done all that you can do. And then God will take over the rest. He'll give you those opportunities just like he's giving it to you right now. I want you to get it, Khalil. I want you to get it. And then you too, when it's your turn to come up and you have your education, you've respected your mom, and you've done what you needed to do, then you're going to be a player. To have power that is beyond understanding. Because when you link up with God, when you connect with Jesus, man, you can do some awesome things within his power. But you have to do the right thing. You have to get it right. And then at that point, man. You can do it.
Dip it yourself.
And I believe that you know you can do it. So, Khalil, this broadcast has been about you. It's to encourage you. It's to show you that some people, even though you may not like them, they really have your best interests at heart. I cared about, and I still care about you and your family. That's why I'm doing this now. So look, we're going to break it on off, and I want you to pay attention. Go to school with a new attitude to get all you can. And Kevin T. Scott, King Scott Radio and TV, will be behind you. It's up to you. I'm a man of my word, and I think you know that. If I say I'm going to do it, I do it. Remember, God loves you, and so do I.